Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at The Juice.
Oh, Juice!
Yeah, the educational app.
Right.
And kind of taking a look at what stories kids might be, chatting about in school today.
Yeah.
And how we can kind of use that as parents and educators to, spark some conversations.
Yeah. It's always interesting to see, they try to distill these really complex issues for, a younger audience.
Right.
Makes you think about what's really important.
Yeah. So let's jump right in. First up, The Juice is covering some pretty big political stuff happening in Europe.
Oh, wow.
Both Germany and France are looking at, government collapses and snap elections.
Wow, that's really interesting. I mean, Germany especially has a history of being pretty politically stable.
All right.
This is only, the fourth time since World War II that they've had to call these snap elections.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
You kind of have to wonder if, the war in Ukraine is adding a lot of pressure, impacting things.
And adding to that, we have the U.S. presidential election. Swinging back to Trump.
Oh, wow.
The Juice doesn't really get into specifics, but, obviously this adds another layer of uncertainty.
Absolutely. I mean, especially given, his past stances on things like NATO.
Right.
Really creates a lot of uncertainty for European leaders.
Yeah.
I think this is a pretty good opportunity to maybe talk with kids about different forms of government work.
Right.
Why elections matter.
Yeah.
And how, events that happen in one part of the world can kind of ripple out.
Yeah. Definitely. And impact other places.
Yeah.
So moving on from the political stuff, The Juice is also covering the aftermath of Cyclone Chido in Mayotte.
Oh, right.
It just sounds like a really devastating situation.
Yeah. I mean, the potential death toll is really concerning.
Right.
They're saying it could be in the hundreds, possibly even thousands.
Wow.
And what makes this even more complex is, Mayotte is part of the European Union. But, there are still, pockets of extreme poverty within the population.
Yeah. The Juice includes a quote from a resident, and they say, "It really is a war landscape. Mm-hmm. I don't recognize anything anymore. There's not even a tree left. There's not a blade of grass."
Oh, wow.
I mean, it really paints a picture of the destruction.
Yeah. It's really heartbreaking, but it's also really inspiring to see the resilience of the people and, the international aid efforts that are already underway.
Right.
This could be a good time to talk to kids about disaster preparedness,
yeah,
how to help people in need, and, the interconnectedness of global communities.
Absolutely. So now for a story that kind of hits closer to home, there's a piece in The Juice about Stephen Knight.
Oh, yeah.
A man from Dallas who's doing something pretty amazing for people in recovery.
That's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's created this program that cares for the pets of people entering rehab.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a really interesting approach because it addresses a very real barrier that keeps a lot of people from, actually seeking help.
Yeah. The Juice specifically mentions that Knight's own experience with a friend struggling with addiction inspired him to start this.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Apparently, a lot of people are afraid to go to rehab because they don't want to give up their pets.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So,
and it's not just providing temporary care either.
No.
There's a 12-month rule where the pets are only returned once the owner has completed a year of sobriety.
Oh, wow.
So, it adds another layer of motivation.
Yeah.
To stay committed.
Yeah, to recovery. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a really heartwarming story.
It is.
And it brings up a lot of interesting points that you could talk about with kids.
Yeah.
About helping others. The power of second chances.
Right.
Or even, just the bond between people and animals.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of interesting bonds, The Juice also features two stories.
Okay.
That at first glance, seem totally unrelated, but they both touch on the idea of free speech.
Okay, interesting.
Something that's, always relevant.
Always a hot topic.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
So what are these two stories?
Well, the first one is their quote of the day.
Okay.
And it just happens to be from George Washington.
Wow.
He warns against becoming, like sheep to the slaughter.
Right.
If we allow limitations on free speech.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah. And then the second story is about an Ohio teacher.
Okay.
Who was suspended for having LGBTQ+ themed books in her classroom.
Oh, wow.
Even though she wasn't actually using them for instruction.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Both stories, even though they're very different,
uh-huh.
raise questions about you know, who gets to decide what's acceptable and the dangers of censorship?
Exactly. And it's not, you know, a simple issue.
Right.
Especially when you're talking about content for kids.
Yeah.
This could be a good opportunity to have, you know, an age-appropriate discussion about the First Amendment.
Right.
Responsibilities that come with free speech.
Yeah.
Importance of being exposed to, you know, a variety of viewpoints.
Yeah.
And it also makes you think about, you know, the juice itself and how they're curating information. Like,
right.
What are they choosing to include or exclude and why?
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that even educational resources have, you know, their own biases.
For sure.
So it's something to think about.
Absolutely.
On a lighter note, The Juice is also highlighting the accomplishment of 18-year-old chess prodigy Gukesh Dhammaraju.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing.
He just became the youngest ever world chess champion.
Yeah.
I mean, they mentioned that he even surpassed Garry Kasparov's record.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
That's incredible for anyone who, you know, follows chess at all.
Right.
It really is. And, you know, a lot of kids might be familiar with the Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
These days. So this is a great example of how, you know, those dramatic storylines can actually play out in real life.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
The Juice included a quote from Dhammaraju where he says, "I was dreaming this moment for the last 10 years.
Mm.
Every chess player wants to experience this moment. I am living my dream." It's a pretty powerful statement about setting goals and achieving your dreams.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good way to, you know, start a conversation with kids about their own aspirations.
Yeah.
What are they passionate about? What are the, you know, steps they can take to achieve their goals?
Right.
Even if those goals seem, you know, really big and daunting.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we've covered a lot of ground today, haven't we?
We have.
You know, from global politics and natural disasters to these stories of, you know, struggles and triumphs.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in, even for us.
It is.
Let alone trying to explain it all to, you know, younger kids.
Right. And that's a good point. You know, the world is a complex place.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, always changing.
It is.
But I think, you know, that's what makes it so fascinating, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, by engaging with these different stories, you know, the good, the bad.
Right.
We can learn and grow alongside our kids.
I love that. So let me throw this out there. Knowing what you know now, if you could send one message through The Juice to those kids reading these stories, what would it be? What would you want them to remember most?
That's a good question. I think more than anything, I'd want them to remember that they have a voice, you know, whether it's through, you know, their actions, their words,
right,
or even just, you know, their choices in life.
Right.
They have the power to, you know, make a difference.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty powerful thing to realize no matter how old you are.
Absolutely. Well said. I think that's a great place to end it.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you joining us today to break down, you know, all these stories from The Juice.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners out there, keep those conversations going. And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.